Okay, so hello, pop up.
Yeah. Is this being recorded?
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Adam Bennett, and I'm going to interview you about what it was like living through segregation. And this is May 11, 2015 at 7:21. So at what age did you first experience discrimination?
Started all over again. So you can't talk that fast. You got, and I wasn't paying that much attention watching the dog. I didn't exactly hear what you said, and I don't want to ask you over. All right, start over.
Sorry, I just start out with the first question.
Okay.
So at what age did you first experience discrimination?
I say about 14 or 15.
Do you know what happened?
Oh, yeah. I was in the South, and some white guys rode by in the truck, you know, hollered out the one, hey, nigga, I was out in the side yard doing something. And they was on the back of a truck. It was about, I guess, 10 or 12 of them, you know, girls and guys. It was many years ago.
So what was your reaction?
I holler back, hey, you cracker. That's what I said, because that's what we would say down south when somebody would say something to you. That's what you would do.
Mm-hmm. So growing up, did you hate white people at the time?
No, I didn't.
Well, how'd you feel about them? You just felt they were ignorant?
Well, I was raised on a farm, and we had our own farm, so I wasn't working under them. I was working under my father. I wasn't like a lot of people than the black guys in the South. You know, they didn't like white people because they treated them wrong. No, I got along with them. My next door neighbor was a white guy, and we got along good. I used to go up to the house. I didn't go in the house that much. He come to my house. He didn't come in that much. We'd be out in the barn doing things. But no, I never disliked whites.
So did you care what was going on at the time, or were you just like?
Well, at that time, I didn't care that. I mean, it was what I was raised into, and I didn't look at it as much then as I do now. No, it didn't make that much difference to me. I didn't see that much of it.
Okay, so how was your teenage life from 14 to until you were an adult, like an actual adult?
Well, my teenage life was great, because when I was 15, I got my driver's license. My mother started me in school when I was 5, so when I was 15, my records at school said that I was 16. So I got my records from school and went and got my driver's license. Then my brother got a car. And I started driving a car, you know, we working on the farm. I had a good teenage life. And, you know, I had good parents that raised us good. And my teenage life was great, all the way up until I got 18 and come to Pennsylvania.
Okay, so when you came to Pennsylvania, was it different from the South?
I didn't see too much different, because in the South, we went where we know we could go. All the we call them piccolo joints. We only went to black piccolo joints, and just like when you was in town or anywhere else, you know, I was raised that way, not taught that way, but when you go in a place, you see water fountain white only, or water fountain blacks only. I mean, you were used to that. And it was no other way. So when I come to Pennsylvania, it was none of those signs. So I didn't see too much, discrimination either way.
Okay, so were you active in the civil rights movement?
No, but I was in Pennsylvania. No, I wasn't active in it. I was, at the time that they started marching and everything, I was in Pennsylvania. And we're marching here.
Okay, so have you ever had, besides the relationship you had with your neighbor, any relations with people in general? Like a girlfriend relationship, anything like that?
After I got to Pennsylvania, yes, I have dated white girls, and yes.
Would you like to explain about that, or no? You just
I can say that I never had a study girl. It was like when you go to a club and you meet a girl, and you have you have a drink and you drink, and you might go some other place or something like that, or wherever you want to go. I didn't have a study girl that I would date. Now, you know, I had a good friend at one point that was a white girl, and I had no problem with that.
Okay, so did you receive good education growing up in the South? Was there?
Well, I had an opportunity to receive a good education, and I had an opportunity to go to college and go all the way. But my father was able to do it, and the ones in my family that they had a large family that wanted to go to college, which was only two, they went. And I just, you know, it might be my fault that I got just about what I want, not just me. We were living good. We were on our own land and everything. And I couldn't see, at that point, I didn't see that I needed a education that much, because I was successful. And what I wanted to do then, what I mean successful, was in having fun, having a nice car, and that was it. I couldn't see at the time, I couldn't see no further.
Would you say that you and your family created your own culture?
Well, I could say my family created my mother and father, and yeah, they created their own culture. Not too much. I didn't have too much to do with it.
So did you have any, were you playing any sports, music? Were you doing anything
like that? I used to box and wrestle. Mm. I was a good wrestler. I never been thrown. And the whole while I was wrestling, it was free wrestling. It wasn't, I wasn't trained to wrestle. It was just, I trained myself.
Have you ever been physically motivated to act upon a white person?
No. It was some kids used to come around. We used to beat them up, because with more of us. Not really beat them up, you know. Just do stuff, smack them and do stuff and be laughing. And at that point, with more of us, they used to catch black guys and do it when it's more of them. But it was never, nothing personal that lasted no longer than when it was over, we were through with it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so were you ever against what was going on? In the whole, the whole civil rights movement and everything? Were you ever,
Oh, yes. I was against that. I knew that not all whites, but I knew that the whites didn't like black. And, I was against that. But I never participated in any of it because, like I said earlier, it was no marching going on in Philadelphia like it was in the South, and I had left the South.
So were you ever able not to do something that you really wanted to do because you were black?
Not really. Well, it's thing that I never approached to do because I knew I couldn't do it and I was black. I didn't put myself in that position. Not really. I never approached anything and was turned down that I was black because I had better sense to approach it. I understood in the South and the North, and that's why I never got caught up in that.
So we're going to wrap up here, but what is your whole thought of segregation? What do you think
whole thought of segregation, well, a lot of people look at it just black and white. Segregation is all over the world. I mean, just like it's races that even in the Mideast, and all over the world just about is segregation. It's races that hate each other, races that done things to each other. Like now, I was looking at the news the other night in China. They still got slavery. They got thousands of people on fishing ships as slavery. We wasn't the first one that was in slavery back in Pharaoh's days, you know, in the Mideast. Slavery just been around for a while and harsh things.
Okay, well, thank you, Pop-Up.
All right, thank you. Thanks for